Title: Export Control HR Pitfalls to Avoid When Hiring. Content: Hiring employees does not usually call to mind international trade compliance obligations. However, together U.S. export controls and anti-discrimination laws create a web that is overlooked or misunderstood by many types of employers of all sizes across many industries. Anti-discrimination laws prohibit unlawful citizenship status restrictions when hiring, and U.S. export controls prohibit disclosing controlled information to foreign nationals without authorization. Together, these laws limit acceptable job descriptions and hiring practices. The most recent penalties failing to adhere to these limitations can result in enforcement actions, civil penalties, and reputational harm. For example, in the end of July, a large law firm and a legal staffing company settled with the Department of Justice, DOJ, for implementing a policy of excluding dual citizens and work-authorized non-U.S. citizens when recruiting and hiring temporary employees to staff a document review project. In short, the DOJ found the firm failed to interpret the requirements of the U.S. export controls found in the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR. The firm and company had to pay civil penalties and back pay. The firm was also publicly rebuked by DOJ. Get ready for more hiring. The need to adhere to these hiring limitations is more pertinent than ever. The labor market continues to become increasingly global, which means companies' workforces include more foreign nationals. Moreover, many U.S. companies will likely need to rehire large numbers of their workforce when the pandemic resolves and workers previously laid off are needed again. What not to put in a job description in preparation for any hiring? We provide this brief job description guidance. An employer cannot include any of the following restrictions in a job posting, even when a job requires export control authorization. Only U.S. citizens or green card holders must present U.S. birth certificate, H-1BS or OPT candidates preferred. Further, a job posting like the following is also likely to earn you unwanted attention from the DOJ. To ensure compliance with U.S. export controls, please indicate your U.S. citizenship status in your cover letter. You might be safer to include something to the effect of, but remember the acceptable posting also depends on other job and company factors. To conform to U.S. export control regulations, applicants should be eligible for any required authorizations from the U.S. government. Or candidate has capacity to comply with the federally mandated requirements of U.S. export control laws. A hiring checklist. Because of the nuances in this area of law, we recommend a careful approach. Companies should ensure that personnel involved in recruiting, hiring, and staffing are up to date on the complex web of the U.S. export controls and anti-discrimination laws. The following checklist may assist in complying with these laws, and for specific guidance, we recommend contacting counsel. Does the position involve technology or technical data subject to ITAR or Export Administration Regulations, R? Does the position involve classified information? If so, can the applicant be properly walled off from sensitive data until a license can be obtained? Or would it be feasible to wall off the person permanently? Has the employment offer been conditioned on obtaining a license? How long will it take to get a license? Can the company accommodate the length of time required to obtain the license, often a matter of many months? Additional background information. For fuller details on the terms of art and other legal concepts used in this blog, please see the below additional background information, which we had first provided in this blog. Export controls restrictions. The State Department's International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR, and the Commerce Department's Export Administration Regulations, EAR, prohibit disclosing controlled technical information asterisk to a foreign person without proper export authorization. Disclosure includes any simple verbal or visual access to that information. A foreign person is defined as anyone who is not a U.S. citizen, a U.S. lawful permanent resident, or a refugee or asylee protected under U.S. law. For that reason, an employer is required to obtain proper export control authorization for foreign persons to access controlled technical information.